Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed breaks go get me.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. They didn't know it, but they were singing our anthem. Small business owners, even when times get rough and you've had enough, you still got to try. I know that's what you do, small business owners. That's why you're my heroes. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Harley Manning is our guest. He's our new friend, soon to be old friend. He is Vice President and Research Director for Forrester. He's the co-author of, along with Carrie Bodine, or Bodine, I guess is how you say her name, Outside In is the book, The Power of Putting Customers at the Center of Your Business. Is that outsidein.forrester.com? Is that right, how they find it, Harley?
Yeah, that's the best way to find it, and they can download a couple of chapters for free and read it and see if they like it.
Check it out, folks. And also at Amazon, brand new book that's highly regarded by a lot of folks, including our good friend Steve Forbes. He gave him a nice plug for this book. Harley, thanks again for hanging out with us. And one of the things in the book that you do a good job of is you explain how by developing, encouraging, promoting, and maintaining customer experience, a positive customer experience with your folks, with your customers, how it turns into to revenue growth. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so it's interesting because we've done some really large-scale studies that are based on consumer surveys. And so we ask consumers about those three elements of customer experience I talked about. You know, does the company meet your needs? Are they easy to do business with? And are they enjoyable to do business with? And then we also, in these studies, ask people questions about common loyalty metrics. Mm-hmm. Are you going to consider this company for another purchase? Are you going to buy from them again? Are you going to switch business to a competitor, you know, buy from somebody else? And are you going to recommend them to a friend? And so we then do just pure math, statistical correlation, and what we see is that great customer experience correlates really strongly to those loyalty metrics. Or in simple terms, if you want that next sale, if you don't want to lose business to your competitor, mm-hmm. if you want good word of mouth, then you're going to deliver a superior customer experience. The end.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, what a lot of people don't realize is that this is closely connected. The harness mate of this whole thing is trust. And when someone has a good customer experience, it engenders trust in them. You become trustworthy, and trust is not only the right thing to do; it's a best practice, isn't it?
Yeah, trust is huge. So. So many businesses these days, they're in transition and they're trying to figure out, you know, how can I compete in this new age of the customer where my customers have so many choices. And one of the important ways is to be a trusted source of information and advice so that when someone walks into your store, they don't do this recent phenomenon that everybody's been worried about, which is showrooming.
Right.
Where they come in, they walk into your store, they touch the products, they say, oh, this is kind of nice, and then they go out and they look for the lowest price on that same product.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walk in the door and you've got this trusting relationship with them, and you, which, by the way, has got to be based on really understanding that customer.
Right.
That's the essence. You can't just say, oh, hey, I'm going to push on you the product of the week. If you really understand that customer's needs and you really understand your product line or your service line and you make a good match, you can seamlessly close that deal and have them walking out the door feeling really good about what they bought.
Well, and the thing that a lot of people don't realize, if I can trust you, Harley, that's a best practice for you, because if I can trust you, then I don't have to go looking around for another vendor, because I can... You're part of my, and it's probably, this probably fits in with your the other part of your book where you talk about an ecosystem. I become part of your ecosystem. You become part of my ecosystem because it saves me time if I don't have to go looking for another vendor, for another supplier.
Yeah.
Because I know I can trust you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So one of the big concepts in the book that we've come upon through our research is this idea of a customer experience ecosystem, which essentially says that that experience that your customer is having is the result not just of your frontline employees, but of all your processes in the background. Do you have a compensation policy that rewards the right behavior, for example? Mm-hmm. Do you have a human resources department, or if you're doing the hiring yourself in a small business, have you got a really clear picture of the kind of person that you want to hire? I know I listened to a recent show you did with Brad Huskin about hiring.
Yep, yep.
And he was talking about the importance of hiring, and he was so spot on. You've got to, when it comes to customer experience, you've got to hire people who want to serve customers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, what's most important is hire the will, train the skill.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Harley.
Yeah, hire the will, train the skill.
Yeah. Find somebody who's smart with a good attitude. We can teach them how to do anything.
That's exactly right, but you're not going to change their fundamental nature.
That's right.
One of the things that at Office Depot they found out. So Kevin Peters, who's the president of Office Depot North America, who you would like. He's a super nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally went out and mystery shopped his own stores. He would go into the stores. Yeah, and the book opens with him sitting in a rental car in the rain in a parking lot in New Jersey, you know, in a baseball cap watching the front of a store, right?
Uh-huh.
So he in terms of trying to transform those Office Depot stores, whose customers are mostly small business people,
right.
So you guys can resonate with this. Your listeners can resonate. You know, you walk in, you're looking for a product, you want to get the product, you want to get out.
Yep.
And he found that most of his people had been hired to stock shelves because they wanted to stock shelves.
Not deliver a customer experience. Hey, Harley, you got more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
We've enjoyed having you here. The book is called Outside In, folks, wherever books are sold. Brand new by Harley Manning and Carrie Bodine. Thanks, Harley, for being here. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.